On the Border is one of those brands, one of those restaurants that started here. It has deep roots here. Everybody feels an affinity, and it grew up, and it's all over the country. And then they were bought up by somebody, and then they were bought by somebody else, and now somebody else owns them. But the interesting thing is the president, a new president and CEO of On the Border, is a Dallas guy, Matt Hood, who has his roots at the Norman Brinker School of Restaurant Management, in essence, a graduate of Brinker, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much, David.
Yeah, that's a large graduating class from the Brinker School.
Well, I think it's probably Norman's biggest legacy, is the number of people that have come from there and gone on to lead organizations, not just lead them, but lead them successfully. And I think that is a real testament to his leadership and his style.
So tell me about On the Border. So, like I said, it started here. You, I guess, got to know it because you were at Brinker when Brinker bought On the
Border. That's right. That's right.
And so what's the status of the brand right now? You're 150 locations?
That's right. So we're about 36 years old, as you mentioned. We have 156 restaurants in over 32 states domestically and multiple countries overseas. And so we have, quietly and over the time become the world's largest independent Mexican restaurant. And so here we sit in Dallas and realize that we've got a great foundation, and that's what we're trying to do, is to build on that.
Are these owned or franchised?
They're about 90% company owned, and we do have about 20 to 25 franchise restaurants throughout the U.S.
So what's your mandate? You grow it, or you make what you've got more profitable?
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time thinking about that when I joined about 5 months ago, and we really distilled it down to this. On the Border is here to reclaim our position as the leader in Mexican casual dining. There's a lot of players, a lot of great restaurants, certainly here in Dallas and throughout Texas and throughout the United States. We're the largest, but you would, if you look out at the research, there's no clear leader. And so we think there's an opportunity for us to reclaim that leadership position, to reposition the brand to be a little bit more relevant, a little bit more current with our flavors, how we go to market. So we've got a neat opportunity in front of us.
But we're going to see those ads for sizzling fajitas again, right?
Oh, well, we are not going away from fajitas anytime soon.
And the little cast iron.
That's right. Keep them hot and sizzling when they come to the table. That's never going to go away.
Well, so part of the idea is to raise the profile, which clearly you're going to do by joining us today. But also, I know you've got a charity that you're involved in. Talk about this.
Yeah, so it's a group called No Kid Hungry, and they're based here in the United States. They have a very simple mission. They simply want to end childhood hunger here in America. And, it's a great group. I've been a part of it in previous stops in my career and have actually joined them in a leadership role on the national board. But what I was really impressed by is the way that they take the dollars that are raised and put them directly to work to connect people who are without food with those who have it and bring that connection together predominantly in our classrooms in the schools, and also through summer programs during the break.
So how do you raise the money? Are you giving a part of every meal or something?
So what we're doing is we're asking our guests to make a contribution of $2. When they do that, anytime during the month of September, we give them a bounce back for $5 off their next visit. So it's something that they get immediately that they can use when they come back. And 100% of those proceeds that we collect go directly to the No Kid Hungry Foundation.
And where, do they operate here? I mean, are they No Kid Hungry all across the country?
Or it's nationwide. They're based out of Washington, D.C. They do a ton of work with state and national lobby groups to help bring meals to the classroom. Yeah. But then they activate throughout the United States. In fact, their managing director for this Dine Out for No Kid Hungry program is based right here in Texas, and as you mentioned earlier, got her roots, got her start at Brinker as well.
Oh my gosh!
That's right. That's right. It comes full circle, doesn't it?
It really does keep going. So when we're together 5 years from now, and I say, so how's business, and how big are you? How many states you're going to be in? What are you going to tell me?
You know what I'll tell you is that we've grown. I'll tell you that we have reconnected with the consumer in a way that has made the brand relevant and sort of makes it feel like it's the late 90s, early 2000s again, when On the Border was the place to go for margaritas. It was the place to go for cool new Mexican food. And, we have not lost that quality commitment, but we haven't really been innovators. And I think in the next 5 years, you're going to see more innovation from us. You're going to see more growth from us as far as new restaurants. And you're definitely going to see an energy and an atmosphere brought back to the restaurants that today's consumer really demand.
In your business, it always seems like somebody has to have a point of difference. Because,
yep.
I mean, I can go to El Phoenix or El Chico's, or if I just want Mexican food. Or,
right.
There are lots of good local, you know, local places. In this case, I guess it really was the fajitas, I guess, that were sort of the standout product that did that. So you've got, what do you have, test kitchens? You're developing something?
We do. So we have a test kitchen. We also do, you know, quite a bit of research with our consumers to try to get a sense of, you know, what is it that we have that they like? What is it that other either restaurants or other flavor profiles that are growing, how do we merge those two? And how do we do it in a way that's relevant and believable at and on the border? And again, the beauty is we have all the permission in the world, being the largest player in this space, being one of the oldest players in this space, to go back and get back to what got us there in the first place, right? The innovation. And you mentioned the fajitas. Hey, let's not forget the margaritas,
yeah.
Right? It's been a little while since we've really stepped up our game with regard to some new flavors there. But literally just this month, we put some new innovation on the menu with a new mango-flavored margarita with tajin rim, which is right on target with today's consumer. So we're going to continue to innovate, continue to grow, and that's really exciting.
You know, I know you've seen this in other brands, and maybe from habit that you just left. But I mean, the trend is just fast casual.
Mm-hmm.
People come in, Payways,
right. Sure.
You know, who was on the other day, just makes me think of that. You come in, you order, and you sit down, and they bring it to you. So it speeds up the process.
Absolutely.
We've seen Brinker try our, Chili's try the little Ziosks to speed things up.
Yep.
Do you have any pressure that way for the delivery?
Yeah. So we actually have had a great benefit in our business. You know, since the early 90s, On the Border has always catered. We have an incredible catering and delivery part of our business. And so we are, I don't want to say light years ahead, but we are very far ahead of the competition with regard to meeting the consumer where they want to be and meeting that convenience need. So we have, you know, I hear what you're saying about fast casual, and certainly I think the cornerstone of fast casual is the ability for convenience, to meet the consumer's need for convenience. And so between delivery, which we rolled out last year, our advantage with catering, and then our ability to continue to develop more ways to not, I don't want to say speed up the experience, but deliver the experience at the pace that the consumer wants. They want it fast. We're looking at ways to accelerate that through mobile. If they want it delivered to them, we have that already in place today. So we see that as a huge opportunity, one that we have a competitive advantage, and we're going to continue to invest in.
All right. Well, welcome back to your roots.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Matt Hood's done time at Carino's and BJ Restaurants and Habit Burger, but is back here with as president and CEO of On the Border. We wish you all the luck.
I appreciate it. Great to be back.
And thanks for giving me an excuse to go out and eat this September and help feed kids.
Well, I appreciate it. Hope everybody has a chance to do that. And if you can't come to On the Border to do it, be sure to go to their website, nokidhungry.org. Find a restaurant, make a contribution. It'll go a long way.
Sounds like a good idea. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.